Good rising, good afternoon, good evening, or good night. I am Taylor Andre. Waking up with Taylor Andre has absolutely nothing to do with the time of day that we link up, but about waking up your third eye with unorthodox conversations leading to universal consciousness. So the title is Nepotism is the Heartbeat of White Supremacy, and I did a live on what's going on with the city and how we currently have a real estate mogul in the city of Boston that was on the Zoning Board of Appeals council, and you know, his friends, plural, were in spaces that moved in ways that they benefited each other. Everybody's place, one it was in City Hall, one was a real estate developer, one was a real estate agent, one is an architect. Like, we basically have everything we need to build and sell property without any obstacles, right? Because the Zoning Board of Appeals is where your obstacles, the permit department, that's where your obstacles. And if you, my friend, have been slithering your ass throughout City Hall for the last 40 years, you made a lot of friends. And you know everybody's a little something something. So nepotism is the heartbeat of white supremacy. And when I say white supremacy, I'm not talking about blatant racism. I'm not talking about I hate black people. I'm talking about white supremacy, the supreme infrastructure being governed by white people. That's when I, in this video, say white supremacy, it's the governance of power, right? So when you think about nepotism, which derives from Italian meaning nephew, so, you know, from what I understand, nephews were a lot of times illegitimate sons were called nephews. And if you go back to Game of Thrones, he was, Jon Snow was the nephew of the father, and he was one of the bastard illegitimate sons. So nephew nepotism is just like, I'm gonna give my nephew this job. Even though there's fucking 50,000 motherfuckers out here looking for a job, I'm gonna give my nephew the job. Nepotism. So let's say, for instance, how is it the heartbeat of white supremacy? Because when you're too busy hiring your friends that have little to no skill, or maybe they have a little skill, they know a little something, but we have people out here that are fucking qualified. Like, for instance, we have Waylon that is going to South Carolina to go get black teachers, when we have thousands of black teachers and substitute teachers and teachers looking for full-time with benefits in Waylon. Why are you looking outside of Massachusetts? How are you looking outside of Massachusetts? It's the net, like, nepotism is when you take a look at what happened with Boston Calling and the nepotism, it was just like, oh, we didn't do anything wrong. And though there was no legal proceedings, like as far as this is illegal, you can't, this is wrong. It's not sometimes always illegal. Contradiction. It's not always illegal. It just is favoritism. And that favoritism, or looking out for your cousin, or looking out for your brother, or looking out for your nephew, keeps a lot of talented people out of spaces that they should be in. And I hate to, you know, shameless plug, the point of Jane Elliott coming to Boston is not for you. It's not because you lived this experience all of your life and you need a white woman to remind you of where you are. It's, that's not the point. The tickets are so high because it's geared towards those that need it. You don't need it. If you know the experience, you don't need it. If you live it every day, you don't need it. This is for your child's educator. This is for the school to prison pipeline mentality that think they're coming in here, swooping in and saving our kids because we're giving them a curriculum. But you giving my children a curriculum and teaching them how to obey and cutting their square into a circle, or their circle into a square, or even shaping their mind to where they feel as if they have no control. And I feel like it's a catch-22 because we're shaping them into feeling like they have no control, because at the end of the day, they really don't have any control, because we control everything. But yet, when you go into the suburbs and you see how them kids leave school, come back from school, leave a class, come back into a class, have freedom, damn near don't even have to ask to go pee. Get to go outside for lunch. Get to come back in, sit in the grass for lunch. Tell the teacher, this is my study period. I'm going home to go grab some shit. Like, but yet our kids gotta walk in a fucking straight line, silent in the hallways. Can't bring XYZ to school. Like, nepotism is the heartbeat of white supremacy. When a CEO then names his best friend's son one of the directors of XYZ, and this motherfucker has no idea what the fuck he's doing. I can't tell you how many times I have received, you know, phone calls like, Taylor, can you exploit this situation that's going on? Or can you, you know, talk about this that's going on? Like, people be wanting me to straight up out their bosses and out huge companies and corporations. The things that happen behind closed doors, the things that are happening at the Department of Education, the things that are happening at City Hall, the things that are taking place. Like, if y'all really knew what the fuck was going on in these streets, if y'all really knew what was going on in City Hall, because there's people in City Hall snitching. Y'all really knew what was going on in the Department of Education, the people that educate your children. You go to work every day. You see how you're treated. You see how you're spoken to. Microaggressions. That's ridiculous. How are you aggressive tiny bit? Like, how does that even make sense? Why do we have to make up these pretty little words for you being rude and disrespectful and ignorant as fuck? There's people that are out here that have the skill, that have the education, but are not getting the jobs because somebody's cousin, somebody's nephew, somebody's... me and Jim went to school together. Tom and I have known each other for years. How do you call that out? And there's dozens upon dozens upon dozens upon dozens of people that have directly contacted me and said, Taylor, what am I supposed to do? Can you please help me? I've been discriminated in my workplace. But because you can't say Susie wrote me an email and called me a nigga, just because you can't say that, just because you can't say, like, I've been documenting this shit for 2 years. Becky will walk in 3 minutes late and they'll kiki about how she had to wait in line at Starbucks, and I walk in right behind her and they talking about some make sure you write it on your timesheet. Well, make sure you write it on your timesheet. Like, you don't know if Becky stays late. Like, okay, fine. We were in the office. I said something. Somebody got credit for it, but it was my idea. But they ended up getting a raise for something that I strategically planned. Like, I put together the blueprint. That's my intelligence right there. It was supposed to be a teamwork, but why is Dave getting all the credit for it? And it'll be little, like, small things that you can't even fucking explain. But you know, and I know, if the shoe was on the other foot, tears would be streaming down the face. I can't believe this is happening to me. It's not fair. And this is with, like, the nepotism that takes place is with affirmative action in place. So could you imagine what it would really be like if affirmative action wasn't mandatory? It frustrates me because it feels like until you understand that fire is hot and until you experience it for yourself, it just looks like bitching and complaining from the outside looking in. It looks like bitching and complaining. It looks like laziness from the outside looking in. It looks like half-assing shit. And maybe, you know, David put the presentation together and you were just, you know, had an outline. That's what it looks like from the outside. But from the inside, it looks like patents being stolen. From the inside, it looks like, you know, inventors being completely silenced and not even acknowledged. It looks like companies being ran by Joe Schmo when Vanessa doing all the work. Like, that's when you look at the microaggressions and then you take a look at what it means on a macro scale. It just, it's hurtful and it's harmful. And it, for me, when I think about the nepotism in the workplace and the way our children are being taught to act in the schoolyard. Shout out to Nahemi, because ghetto is creativity that hasn't been colonized yet. T-shirt coming next week. No, for seriously. It is. Ghetto is creativity, black creativity that hasn't been colonized yet. And so, I thank you. I love you. I appreciate you. I hope you guys have an amazing day. If you know anybody looking to buy or sell real estate, give me a call, 617-459-0041. I have agents that can help you if you're looking for a rental. Nepotism is the heartbeat of white supremacy. Take that to your workplace. Take that to your boss. And if you have a boss or a manager that is in dire need of realizing their bias, please send me their contact information, because I need every single last one of these bosses and these employees that don't understand the microaggressions that they take part in every day, if not once a week. David Banner came to have this conversation, and I realized David Banner was for us. David, like, we needed that Black Panther heart of his. We needed his Wakandan soul. But it's not about what we need, because what we need right now is an advocate, and we need someone who speaks the language. And I can't tell you how many of these folks are like, oh my God, Jane Elliott? Paid a ticket to get yelled at, please. So she can help you understand. Like, my goal is that when you guys go to work after Native American History Day, for Columbus, my objective is on Tuesday when you go to work, if and when your boss attends on October 12th, that you get a fucking apology. That's the objective, is to make sure niggas get apologies. And not just apologies, but acknowledgments and head nods in the form of, I didn't get it, but now I understand. That's the point for me, for Jane Elliott's visit.